Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen. We thank God for this blessed day. And as we await for my brother, Brother Robert, to join us, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day you've made and created. We thank you for another time that we have assembled together once again. Lord God, we can't make it without you, and we cannot comprehend without your spirit. So, Lord God, we request you this day to be with us as we take this journey into your word again. Father, we ask that you will bless us with understanding that we stand in need of, that, Lord God, that we may even rightly divide the word of truth, and that we may comprehend the word of God. So, Lord God, we just give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Tonight we're starting a new part of a series, and the title is The 1260 Days or Years. The 1260 Days or Years. Now, I want to read from a couple places in scripture. First, let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 7. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. Glory be to God. The book of Daniel, chapter 7. Verse 25. And the word of God says, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High." And this is dealing with who Daniel had referred to as the little horn here in the scripture here. "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." For a times, time, and dividing of time. Now, let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. The book of Revelation, chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Revelation, chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 6 and verse 14. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 6 and verse 14. And the word of God says, "And the woman fled into the wilderness." Now, and before I go any further, I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Amen. Back together once again. Thank God for another blessed day. In the Lord Jesus Christ, and another opportunity to give the word of God to the people, and once again continue to draw pain on Satan in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had just read to them, to the listeners, Daniel 7 and 25. Now I'm reading Revelation 12. Verse 6 and verse 14. The title of the message is The 1260 Days or Years. And it says in verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness. And for those of y'all that follow us during the other parts of the other series, the woman here is referring to Christ Church. The woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Verse 14 said, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness into a place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Amen. Now, we're talking about in this part here how long we saw here that John the Revelator saw that the church fled into the wilderness. And we know that the wilderness is not a beautiful place or state. It's a barren, unproductive place that she went to. She fled from the scene of men. Today, the church is, quote, absent, when we should have been risen up and stand and showing the standard of the Lord. She has been absent. Even when she's approached with questions like, how do you feel about same-sex marriages? She is absent. Glory to God. And the Bible tells us that she was to be in the wilderness for a time and times and half a time. Okay. As we read in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. The word time, first of all, represent 360 days in a year. And times would be multiplied at twice, okay? So that's another 720. So that's 360, 720, and half a time, which is the half of the 360 is 180. That will come out to 1,260 days, okay? Which that is translated over into years. Glory be to God. When we get to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, the word of God said, after the number of the days in which ye searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities even 40 years. So that 1,260 days can be translated over to 1,260 years. Now, I'm going to let my brother take it a little bit further. I wanted to give you that introduction to let you, we're talking about, you know, how long the church is to be in the wilderness. And y'all been hearing us talking to y'all about the restoring, restitution, restoration of all things, and that includes the church. And so y'all may be saying, well, if y'all are reading and the scripture is saying that she is to sojourn in the wilderness, for how long? And we see that the scripture gives us a particular time that she is to sojourn in the wilderness until it is time that she comes to restoration. So I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, let your word go through that understanding. Be applied, given to the people, Lord God, that are listening. Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Now, this 1,260 years period or era, okay, that the Lord gave, that the Lord said in prophecy that this little horn, or that this church and rule and power, okay, for 1,260 years, okay. Now, why do you think Jesus Christ, or why do you think the Lord God would say, would give this number, okay? Why would God give a date? It has to be really important for God to give a date like that, okay? 1,260 years period, okay? And then he told, I mean, one time he told He told Israel that they were gonna the Jews that they were gonna be in captivity for 70 years, right? And
Amen.
There's nothing you can do about it. You're gonna be in captivity for 70 years, right? So the Lord told them
Amen.
That, okay? Hallelujah. And so they're gonna be in captivity for 70 years, right? Because of their sin. Now the reason why the Lord gave us that 1,260 years, because, hallelujah, because things was going to happen in this earth, okay, and you're going to need to know these things. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to need to know, hallelujah, the reason why God gave dates, okay, and then men of the earth, they wrote down dates, okay, historians, okay. They wrote down dates, okay? And many, and it was good that they wrote down dates. You know why? Because we have something to reference things by, okay, to go back and to see, okay? Now, this concerning time, the Catholic Church has messed with a lot of time, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, it says in Daniel, excuse me, I got to get this thing out of my way. All right. Daniel, it says in Daniel, the I'm piggybacking, brother, okay?
Amen. Amen. No problem, brother, no problem.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this, the 25th of verse says, and he shall speak great words. This is the little horn, okay? This is the Pope. This is the man of sin. This is the son of perdition. Okay? You got to remember, that's him. That's one person. That represents one line of men. One line of men. Not one man, but one line of men. Okay? Hallelujah. That would go forth, okay? And one would take over where the other one left off, okay? And they would, you know how the Catholic Church has that thing about passing on the keys. They think they can pass the keys on to the next person. The keys that they claim to have is the keys of life and death. That's salvation. They claim to have those keys. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, the 25th verse says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there was only one time that the saints of the Most High got wore out. Thank you, Jesus. Where he got completely destroyed, okay, off the face of the earth, got martyred. Hallelujah, got murdered. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And these saints of the Most High, hallelujah, they was the church that Jesus Christ left down here, okay? The 12
Amen.
Apostles, hallelujah, the bishops, okay? The elders, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all of the body of Christ was destroyed. And they went into dark places. They went into secret places under the earth, okay? They hid in caves, okay, and dens. Hebrews tell you about this, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That they was murdered, stoned to death in all type of ways, okay? All type of ways they was killed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And my brother gave you many ways when he was talking about the martyrs, okay, of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And it says, and this man, this little horn is going to think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand unto a times, and a dividing of times. 1,260 years, okay? And then it says, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole earth shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most. Now, this is where the Lord jumps way ahead, okay? Now, he jumps way ahead. He right here in the 25th, it's telling you about he's going to have power for 1,260 years, okay? And he's going to have this power to rule over saints, okay? And then you pick this up in the 12th. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, where my brother just got to show you that, okay? Okay? Why is the Lord showing you that 1,200? Because you don't understand what has happened, okay? But the Catholic Church knows what they've done. You wouldn't
Amen.
Think this, but the Catholic Church knows, they know what they have done. They know that they wiped out the church. They know it. Thank you. They have it in their files. Thank you, Jesus. In they have secret files. Hallelujah! That this man named Alberto, he was a priest. He was a priest, and he was a Jesuit. And this man, thank you, Jesus. He his conscience started bothering him. Because all the evil that they was doing, and he couldn't go along with it anymore, and he wanted to leave. So they wanted to kill. They tried to kill him. They actually tried to kill him. Okay, and so, but the Lord let him get away. The Lord gave him a miracle. He got away. Okay, he came to America. Thank you, Jesus. And he told. Of the different things that's going on there in the Vatican, okay, and how they have they have a library of all the stuff that they've done through the years, all the murderers, all the stuff that they've done, all the people that they sent to the scaffold, all the people that they burned alive. They got all those people and more that you haven't even heard of in there. Man, you can't even. Yeah, they got so many people that. They got a lines and lines, a mile, I guess, of files. Thank you, Jesus, that they've had for many, mm-hmm. many years. And they kept these things, okay? And they know where can you understand this? That they know who they are, that they know what they have done? Not everybody in the Catholic Church knows this, okay? But those up in the higher echelons of that church knows it. They know these things. The Jesuits all know these things, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And they
put
these things, okay? So, but you know something? The time has been changed. The Catholic Church has power to change laws, okay? For those 1,260 years, they have power to change laws, okay? To change times, okay, and other things, okay. And the time we think we're in, we're not in those times, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now what? Why does that sound? It sounds crazy, doesn't it? The time that you're in, you're not in the time that you think you're in. You're not in, you know. And so, you know, you think you're in like 221, right? This is supposed to be 221, right? This
yeah.
is not actually 221. Yeah. This is we're not even come to 221 yet. Do you know that?
My
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. But that's the reason why these dates are so important. Okay. Now God knows time. Okay, because He gave time, and God has to. But we haven't even come to that. Because according to that, if we was in this time that we think we're in, if we're in the 6,000 year, 21, right? If we're in 6,000 year, 21, right? Then that means that Christ should have came by now, right?
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is supposed to come before the 6,000 years is up. in that 6 hours, that 6 hours year that he's supposed to come. Okay? We haven't even come to it yet. Because God's word cannot be broken, okay? Now remember this now. God's word cannot be broken. Now we may not know, but God knows, okay? But we think we're living in one time, we're not living in that time that we think we're living in, okay? And then we try to count up things by saying, oh, they said in this scripture here about the about these trees, about these olive trees, you can't measure nothing by that, okay? You're going to have to live by faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have to live completely by faith, okay? Now, that the reason why God is giving these measurements of time, hallelujah, he gives those to his people. That's not given to everybody, okay? And then the whole thing is not given to anybody. Nobody knows the time, all the time. You know some things, and because you know a few things, you think you know the whole thing, and you don't. You know a few things. It's just like a person getting a piece of the puzzle. Like my brother used to tell you about that puzzle box he used to get that puzzle. Get that puzzle, right, and try to put in it. But you didn't realize you got about 100 pieces missing out of there, right?
Amen.
Got about 100 pieces Amen. Missing out of there. Somebody somehow a few pieces got missed out, and you trying to fit this piece, this puzzle together. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's the way this is, but you can't go at it that way. Thank you, Jesus. You have to trust in Jesus, okay? We haven't even come to the 6 hours a year, okay? Because according to the angel, an angel that came said that at the 6,000 year, that's gonna probably be the time. That's gonna be the time when you have that great war, okay? The Armageddon war, okay?
Amen.
But the Armageddon war, now get this now, the Armageddon war, now we're talking about times, okay? The Armageddon war is a series of wars, okay? It's not one war. Thank you, Jesus. It's a series of wars leading up to that big war, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Well, you think all of a sudden the whole world just going to start fighting just like that? No. Like the whole world just got, all of a sudden, the whole world just going to just start fighting. No. That's what God said in the 18th chapter of Revelation. He's going to bring them down. He's going to draw them down to that valley, okay? And he's gonna deal with them, okay? There, it was called Megiddo. He's gonna judge them there, okay? And he's gonna destroy them there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now this has a lot to do with the body of Christ, with the church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now the church has to be in the right place in order to receive this, okay? You can't be sitting up there talking about you want to be caught up. You want to get caught up. You want to get raptured, okay? Because it ain't going on.
Amen.
And when we're talking about this stuff, okay, a lot of people, they get very irritated because this is what their church is built upon. Oh, we're just waiting for the rapture, brother. We know all these things are going to be so great. They're going to be terrible. We can't go through all this stuff. And this is what they're saying.
Amen.
And he's saying, hey, brothers, let's stop. And I know by now they're wondering what's happening, okay? Because time is not like they think it is, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And then the many things that God has done in the earth, okay, sometimes God has stopped time, okay?
This Amen.
Is scriptures. Sometimes God took the time backwards, okay? But God can do that. He's God. So the time that you think you have, you don't have. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to talk more about this later, okay? But I'm going to give it back over to my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. And like my brother said, we're going to have part two tomorrow. And like I said, y'all have listened to us. Those of you that have been listening, you know me and my brother, we don't rush through anything. We try to, you know, go at a certain pace because we want you to get it. So, you know, all that rushing, no, we're not for that. So we open up tonight to give you a little sum on it. We're going to give you more, amen, that you may understand about, like my brother said, this date, this time that God had given. What reason did he give it? Why? You know, and we'll come to understand what must happen, you know, as we continue to and get ready to go more into God's beginning work of restoration, okay? And like me and my brother laid it down for you, the restitution, restoration got to happen, people. It's no dodging it. It got to happen, okay? And it got to happen. There's things that has to be restored, that has to be before Christ returns. So, you know, like my brother said, you're talking about being raptured out, leaving any day. I'm sorry. I don't agree with you. I agree with Scripture. And Scripture says that heaven must receive Christ until the times of the restitution of all things. So there are things that have to be restored, go through restitution before Christ can return. So on that note, we will have part two tomorrow. Thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.